CDC, suicidal thoughts disproportionately plaguing youth, minorities during lockdown. By Edwin Mora on August 13, 2020. Elevated levels of drug abuse and adverse mental health disorders linked to the coronavirus lockdowns are disproportionately plaguing Latinos, Blacks, and young adults in the United States, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, reported Thursday, citing a survey. Mental health conditions are disproportionately affecting specific populations, especially young adults, Hispanic persons, Black persons, essential workers, unpaid caregivers for adults, and those receiving treatment for pre-existing psychiatric conditions, CDC found, adding. The percentage of respondents who reported having seriously considered suicide in the 30 days before completing the survey, 10.7%, was significantly higher among respondents aged 18 to 24 years, 25.5%, minority racial/ethnic groups, Hispanic respondents, 18.6%, non-Hispanic Black respondents, 15.1%, self-reported unpaid caregivers for adults, 30.7%, and essential workers, 21.7%. Over 5,000 adults from across the United States responded to the survey between June 24 and 30. The COVID-19, coronavirus disease, health toll and the associated mitigation activities, including the impact of physical distancing and stay-at-home orders, have exacerbated mental health and substance abuse problems, CDC noted. Nevertheless, Democrats, their mainstream media allies, and some so-called experts want a second lockdown wave. Young people, Latino, and Blacks make up a significant portion of the Democrat supporters. Younger adults, racial/ethnic minorities, essential workers, and unpaid adult caregivers reported having experienced disproportionately worse mental health outcomes, increased substance use, and elevated suicidal ideation, CDC stressed. Over half of the respondents 18 to 24 years old, 80%, 25 to 44 years old, 52%, Latino, 52%, with no high school diploma, 66%, essential workers, 54%, and unpaid caregivers, 67%, reported at least one adverse mental or behavioral health problem. Anxiety or depression problems, symptoms of trauma and stressor-related disorder, TSRD, stemming from the outbreak, substance use to cope with stress or emotions related to COVID-19, and suicidal tendencies were among the reported conditions. Overall, the agency found that over 40% of respondents struggled with one of those mental health or substance abuse problems. Anxiety, depression, starting or increasing substance use, and acute suicidal ideation in the previous 30 days were most common among young respondents, CDC reported. Prevalence decreased progressively with age, it added. Suicidal thoughts were reportedly more prevalent among males, the employed, and essential workers. Markedly elevated prevalence of reported adverse mental and behavioral health conditions associated with the COVID-19 pandemic highlight the broad impact of the pandemic and the need to prevent and treat these conditions, CDC reported. Community-level intervention and prevention efforts should include strengthening economic supports to reduce financial strain, addressing stress from experienced racial discrimination, promoting social connectedness, and supporting persons at risk for suicide, it also said. Overall, COVID-19 has disproportionately impacted minority groups, health officials have found. Trump administration officials and independent experts warned that the lockdown would fuel mental health disorder and drug abuse.